This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for listening all over North America. I hope you've had a tremendous Wednesday. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. It's a four-hour show. I get started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've discussed a lot. Okay, we've gone through the latest A.J. Brown drama. This time he's still beefing about his targets, and he's complaining on video game streams. His head coach is sick of talking about it. A.J. Brown is kind of deflecting the attention to being frustrated with the team and its offense overall. And by the way, the Eagles are 7-2. Got to have something to complain about, right? Bradley Beal has a broken hip. He's out for the season. The Clippers are just basically broken. Congratulations, Tarek Skubal, winning his second consecutive Major League Baseball, American League, Cy Young Award. Okay, looks like Skeens is going to join him any second now. Jameis Winston, he's the starting quarterback for the New York Giants. He's in front of Russell Wilson, even. Starting quarterback Jackson Dart is out in the concussion protocol. Man, we got so much more to get into. We're going to get into Draymond Green, apparently not happy with the Golden State Warriors or one particular teammate. We're going to talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then, of course, it's Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list, and we're going to do the same thing today as well. All this Nico Harrison drama, he finally got fired. We just talked about whether or not Tarek Skubal should be traded from the Detroit Tigers as he enters the final year of his contract. And then even Skeens on the Pirates. Man, there's so many comments about him wanting to go to the New York Yankees. He's under Pirates control until 2029. It's just like, oh, well, this is the Pirates. They might as well trade him. Anyway, we got so much to get into. You want to holler at me? You can. 888-710-4ISN is the number. You can find me on the internet. I exist everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. Yeah, not a difficult person to find. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, Odyssey app. Thank you so much to Chris Miles for coming through to join us. If you want to find me on the internet, I am at JR Sport Brief. And so, as we are here thinking about all the trade rumors and the trades that didn't happen. Russell Wilson didn't get traded last week. Sounds nuts? Man, time flies. The NFL trade deadline was last Tuesday. It feels like it was forever ago. Okay? Conversations about the Cy Young Award winners, basically because of the teams that they play on. Skubal with the Tigers, Skeens with the Pirates. Are these guys eventually going to get moved? Well, let's talk about trades. And then, of course, Nico Harrison fired yesterday for making one of the dumbest trades in the history of sports. And it made me jog my memory. It made me really think about some of the worst trades that we've seen in sports. And as time goes on, this trade of Luka Doncic to the Los Angeles Lakers may go down, and I think it will go down. I mean, if we got to think about the past 100 years of sports, or even if we chop it down to 50, 60, it's one of the worst trades ever. It doesn't matter how you chop it up or serve it up. It's one of the dumbest trades ever. And I don't think it's going to age well for Nico Harrison, who currently, of course, as he put on his Instagram profile, he is unemployed. And so as every Wednesday, I give you a new top six list. Unfortunately, last week, I was not here. Today, I'm going to come back and deliver a new top six list. We are going to discuss some of the worst trades in sports history ever. And I'm not wasting any time. I'm going to give you that top six list right now.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're taking a look at some of the worst trades in sports ever. And this is a countdown. Why do I do top six? Well, damn it, I've been doing a top six list for, I don't know, since 2009. And I do six because it's unique. Why the hell not? So let's not waste any time. We're going backwards. What number are we starting with?
Number six.
Worst trade in sports history. At number six, Wayne Gretzky moving on from the Oilers being traded to the LA Kings. Come on now. Wayne Gretzky played for those Oilers, winning all them championships from 1979 to 1988. Yeah, that's when he was moved to the Kings. All right? And why did he get moved? Because the owner of the Oilers was running out of money. I mean, he traded him to the Los Angeles Kings with several other players, also in exchange for $15 million. He got rid of the great one because, well, he couldn't pay his bills? How horrific is that? And I mean, even after Wayne Gretzky left, the Oilers went out there and they won another championship in 1990. Meanwhile, Wayne Gretzky helped take them to the finals, and ultimately they lost a couple of years after that to the Montreal Canadiens. I mean, when Wayne Gretzky got traded, he knew he was going to be a free agent at the end of the year, but he was just sad to be moving on from Edmonton. Listen to what he said at the time, and we even heard from his wife then too.
Promise Mess I wouldn't do this. But as I said, there comes a time when millions
of people all through Canada watched that press conference, watched Wade weep, watched the emotion pour out of his body, and inside wept with him. It was absolute emotional mayhem.
That killed me because, you know, it's not very often you see your husband cry, and it meant that much to him.
You don't trade people like that. He was Edmonton. He was the Oilers. He was our kingpin.
The 80s was so damn dramatic. Oh, man. Shout outs to the 80s. I miss the 80s. Take me back. Top six list, worst trades ever. Wayne Gretzky, number six. Wayne Gretzky going from the Oilers to the Kings. What's next after number six?
Number five.
Ooh. You know what? This may climb the list. But for right now, I think it's definitely going to climb the list. But as it stands right now, I have the Dallas Mavericks moving Luka Doncic to the Los Angeles Lakers. Let me remind you, this trade took place in February of this year. Okay? Nico Harrison completed the trade on a Saturday night. He targeted the Los Angeles Lakers. I guess he didn't want to open the prospect of Luka being traded out to anybody, because of course there'd be a massive uproar. He'd be chastised before he got the job done. So he did it quietly because he knew how stupid it was. The owner at the time thought it was stupid until he convinced him to trade him. And then just months ago, oh yeah, by the way, Luka took them to the NBA Finals. Nico Harrison, out of all the fans yelling and screaming months ago, last season, that he should be fired after he traded Luka, Nico Harrison was asked by the media, hey, bruh, why should you have your job? There's a lot of people pissed at you.
Why shouldn't you be fired?
Well, one, I think I've done a really good job here. And I don't think I can be judged by the injuries this year. You have to judge from totality, from beginning to end. And so I think I have a really good working relationship with Patrick. I think you add in Rick. The leadership that we have is really elite. And you'll see next year when our team comes back, we're going to be competing for a championship.
Well, this year is now, and he got fired. Anthony Davis is on the shelf. Kyrie Irving is on the shelf. They got lucky in drafting a Cooper Flagg number one overall, and even that wasn't enough to save the job of Nico Harrison. It's just overall horrific. I mean, you got Luka Doncic, who signed a contract extension with the Los Angeles Lakers, and Anthony Davis is just on the shelf again, like he was when he was traded to the Dallas Mavericks. And then he tried to play, and then he got hurt again. And then he was hurt throughout the offseason, and he had to heal his detached retina. He is just walking wounded. And now Nico Harrison, he is unemployed. Okay, top six worst trades ever. The Mavs sending Luka to LA. I have that at number five. What's next?
Number four.
At number four. Oh, I guess this is bad for now, because the Lakers haven't won a championship with Luka, although it just seems like it's probably just a matter of time before that happens. But at number four, I'm talking about the Brooklyn Nets deciding that they needed to make some type of super team here. They traded for Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. Okay? They wanted to pair him up with Joe Johnson and Darren Williams and Brooke Lopez. Oh, yeah, that sounds great on paper. But these guys were old. In particular, Paul Pierce and Garnett, they were past their primes as champions with the Celtics. And Mikhail Prokhorov, you want to talk about new owners always want to make a splash? And sometimes you need to evaluate and be smart about what's in front of you. Paul Pierce and Garnett were cooked. The Nets were being greedy, and they paid for it. And meanwhile, what did the Celtics get in return with all those picks? They ultimately turned it into a championship with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Come on, man. The Brooklyn Nets, could have been them. It could have been them, but it wasn't. This is what Paul Pierce had to say about that trade to the Nets to ESPN.
And you admit, even though you were in it, that was one of the worst trades in NBA history, right?
it was up there. You know, I was a little disappointed. I mean, that I left, but you know, Danny did what he needed to do for the franchise moving forward. And I'm happy for him. I mean, what team wins the Eastern Conference and has the number one pick in the same year? Yeah. It's almost unheard of.
And you could also add that to your Hall of Fame resume and say, look how much I got.
I think I was on the right end of one of the worst trades ever. I should get a consulting fee for that.
And I don't know how many players, or if any players, have been responsible for bringing a team to championship, and now you've paved perhaps their championship future.
Listen, man. Botch, is Paul Pierce, is he in rehab? What's going on with that guy?
He's MIA. I don't know. I haven't seen him in a while.
Well, he got arrested, remember?
Yeah. Was he the DUI on the side of where he was sleeping? Question mark?
Yeah, that was like last month. He got popped for that, man. Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably on suspension, one, or he got fired, or he's in rehab.
Fired from what? What job does he have?
Oh, yeah, because he got fired from walking. Wasn't he on Fox Sports?
Fox has programming on?
I don't know, but then he had to walk to the studio once because he lost a bet or something.
Yeah, that's like last year. Yeah, he needs to do more walking and less driving under the influence, okay? How about that? And that's a bad idea for Paul Pierce, too. Not only was he in one of the worst trades ever, And he also makes poor decisions. Why are you hanging out with strippers and smoking and you work for Mickey Mouse or Disney? It's a bad idea. And so that was one of the worst trades in sports history. And Paul Pierce just also makes bad decisions. Just, Paul, just be safe, not just for you, but for other people on the road as well. A top six worst trades ever. That's at number four. Who's next?
Number three.
Well, what do you know? This is another trade involving the city of Boston. But for this one, we have to go way, 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 way back. I'm talking about when the Boston Red Sox sent Babe Ruth to the New York Yankees for cash. That's right. Babe Ruth was traded for $100,000. That's it. Okay, the last time the Red Sox even saw a championship was 1918. They traded Babe Ruth. They didn't win another one until 2004 with the self-proclaimed stupid idiots. Okay, I mean, Babe Ruth, he won four titles with the Yankees after the trade. Listen to this ESPN documentary on just how it all went down.
Harry Frazee, the owner of the Red Sox, was in some financial pickle and needed money. And he started casting around looking for money. And suddenly, down in New York, they came up with the cash and said, we'll give you the money if you'll give us Babe Ruth. The money was there, and he grabbed the money and sent the Babe south. I don't think Boston has recovered ever since.
Isn't that how it goes? The rich guy needs money. He trades away his superstar player, and then you get screwed for years. I mean, we talked about Wayne Gretzky being moved to the Kings for cash. And now we just hear from, well, we hear about Babe Ruth being moved from the Red Sox for cash. And for almost a century, they called it the curse of the Bambino. Just real sad. We got Red Sox fans all over the place, man. They've won multiple championships since then. But yeah, that's a lot of pain for people who never saw a title, including watching great players like Ted Williams and Bill Buckner. And well, that wasn't a great situation, but you get my drift. It took them a while to go out there and win. Listen to the CBS report just on the actual contract about this Babe Ruth trade. Listen.
Some diehard Boston Red Sox fans got together at Stubbs Sports Bar on Chinden tonight to relive their long-awaited World Series championship. Now, I'm not sure how this lady got in. However, the group that plans to get together to watch Red Sox games this summer used the gathering to burn a photocopy of the 1918 contract that sent Babe Ruth to the Yankees. That Yankee fan was lucky her cap didn't get burned as well.
Yeah, whatever gets the job done, huh? You know, if it makes you feel better, if it's going to burn something, then do it. I mean, ask the Sixer fans. If you burned Ben Simmons' jersey a few years ago, did you feel better after the fact? Possibly. Maybe you did. Anyway, Babe Ruth being traded from the Red Sox to the Yankees, absolutely one of the worst trades ever. What could be worse than that? Almost 100 years of pain? I'll tell you right now.
Number two.
It's the pain that the Browns fans feel. Oh, yeah, the Cleveland Browns. They got Dylan Gabriel as their QB right now, huh? This is a team that didn't exist for about 4 or 5 years. They come back in 1999, and they've just been a disaster since. But there's no bigger disaster than the Cleveland Browns saying, we want Deshaun Watson, who at the time was, well, he was in a lot of trouble for more than 24 cases of sexual assault, doing freaky things with masseuses, just trying to get them to do freaky things. It was a bad idea. And then ultimately, the fact that they traded for him and then gave him a 5-year contract, $230 million guaranteed, is something unlike we've ever seen in the NFL before. A lot of owners were ticked off. How are you going to give this alleged pervert $230 million guaranteed? It made no sense. And then you had Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Browns. At the time, he's just like, Yeah. We looked into this guy. We think he's okay. We think he's an okay guy.
Since Deshaun came into our building in April, he has done everything we have asked of him and more. And he has been the person, the leader that we expected him to be. I think he understands where he is in his life. It's a pivotal point. And we as an organization are going to do everything we can to help him not only be the best football player he can be, but more importantly, to be the best person he can be.
Oh, boy, here we go. Well, that's the man's perspective. And then his wife is sitting around going, yeah, we got daughters and we talked to our daughters and then we had to explain. Man, that was a bad idea. Listen to his wife.
The due process of the legal system let that happen. But we also spent just a ton of time learning about Deshaun as a person and talking to a lot of people and doing a lot of research on him. And I think that really helped us get more comfortable with it.
He settled with all of those women. He gave them money to go away. Come on, man. And now where is he? Oh, that's right. He tore his Achilles twice. Oh, that's right. He broke his shoulder. Oh, I mean, there's so much nonsense going on with the Browns. And now he's in cobwebs getting paid $230 million to do absolutely nothing. It is one of the worst trades in sports history. And don't just take my word for it. Take a listen to NFL Hall of Famer Chris Carter. Was on TV, and he was online, a matter of fact, and he says this is one of the worst trades ever.
No way there's five worse trades than Deshaun Watson with a fully guaranteed contract. He's got two dozen lawsuits of rubbing it. I mean, he's on the table, but supposedly he was wanting more than what they were offering. Whatever the menu was, his menu was very, very different than the menu of the masseuse.
No.
And you gave him a fully guaranteed, fully never been done in the NFL contract before.
Okay.
And it was so bad that all the owners called each other and said, listen, you dumbass, don't nobody do that shit again.
Oh. Yeah, that's bad. It's bad when the other jackass owners don't know their ass from their elbows. They call you up and be like, what are you doing? Yeah, the Browns, this is one of the worst trades ever. Deshaun Watson. Cleveland Browns said, we'll take him from the Texans. Three first-round picks. Oh, my God. Anyway, I got that at number two on the list. Is there a worse trade than that? We're going to take a break. We come back. I'm going to tell you, I will inform you of the worst trade ever. Number one on the other side of the break. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way. With Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, today's top six list, we're taking a look at some of the worst trades in sports history. I'm a few minutes away from sharing with you who I have or what trade I have at number one overall. Now, before we get there, let me give you a quick recap. If you were MIA, missing in action. At number six, I gave you Wayne Gretzky being moved from the Edmonton Oilers to the Kings because the Edmonton Oilers owner was broke. He needed the cash. I mean, he sent a bunch of players away and decided to also get $15 million in return for Wayne Gretzky. Okay? At number five. Man, this is the trade that got Nico Harrison fired. Despite helping to build a roster that went to an NBA Finals, they lost to the Celtics. He decided to trade Luka Doncic a few months later because he was fat, out of shape, didn't think he was worthy of a contract. And who did he bring in thinking it was a better idea? Anthony Davis? What? Nico Harrison, just one of the worst trades in NBA history. Now he doesn't have a job. At number four, oh, how about this? The Nets trading for Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. Ultimately, the Boston Celtics were able to utilize those first-round picks that turned into Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Okay? So meanwhile, the Nets are still in obscurity. The Celtics pick up a championship, and they continue on their dynasty. And number three on the list, top six worst trades ever, the Boston Red Sox sending Babe Ruth to the New York Yankees for cash. You know, the Red Sox, man, they moved Babe Ruth. They didn't win another title until 2004. Babe Ruth won four titles with the Yankees after the trade. The Yankees had enough dynasties in the 70s and 50s and the 90s. And the Red Sox, well, they just suffered. Okay? And number two on the list, worst trade ever. And this ultimately may be number one day. The Browns trading for Deshaun Watson. It's not just a matter of performance on the football field. He was hurt. He's still recovering from injury. He tore his Achilles twice, had a broken shoulder. It's not just about, and when they traded for him, he had a busted up knee. Okay? It's not just the injuries. It's the injuries. He wasn't able to perform on the football field. When he has performed, he hasn't been the same player. He's barely performed. And then he's tried to perform in other areas with massage therapists unwillingly, so much so that he had about 25 to 30 cases of sexual assault. Okay? And somehow, some way, the Browns thought it was a good idea to give him $230 million guaranteed. In what world does this exist? I guess America. It's still unbelievable when you think about it. Like, there's going to be a book written about this entire deal and situation with Deshaun Watson. It makes absolutely no sense. So if I got the Browns trading for an alleged pervert at number two on the list, what trade could be worse? What could possibly be the worst trade in sports history? What number is this?
Number one.
This stinks, really does. I got to hand it over to the Minnesota Vikings. I got to tell you, the Minnesota Vikings deciding to acquire Herschel Walker and giving up five players and then also six draft picks just so they could go out there and try to go back to a Super Bowl and beat up on the 49ers or pass the 49ers to go to a Super Bowl. Man, it kicked the Vikings in the ass. And meanwhile, for the Dallas Cowboys, at least for Jimmy Johnson and that crazy owner they got, Jerry Jones, we know that they were able to convert those picks that they got from the Minnesota Vikings into players who helped them start a dynasty. and win a Super Bowl. Ain't no bigger player than a guy like Emmitt Smith. You bringing on another superstar and Darren Woodson. This was just a bad trade for the Minnesota Vikings. I got them at number one. They thought Herschel Walker was going to be the guy. He only played 2 years for the Vikings. He never got past 1,000 rushing yards. He finished up with the Eagles, then went to the Giants, and then he ended up back up with the Cowboys. It was curtains for him. It was curtains for the Vikings. And meanwhile, the Dallas Cowboys ended up winning rings. I want you to listen right now to Herschel Walker. This is courtesy of ABC. This is him on the trade.
I think it was a great deal for both parties. You know, I think you can't pick a better team to go to than the Minnesota Vikings. You know, I'm going to miss Dallas a great deal. There's a lot of people here that I really love, I really respect.
The Cowboys traded Herschel to a contender and gave him a huge trading bonus because they say they care. Jerry Jones calls it the do-right rule.
But a week ago Wednesday, they shocked Herschel by telling him he was traded. When Jones and Johnson said it was only a rumor, they were not telling the truth. The Cowboys and Herschel lied about the deal that happened anyway. But Herschel could be on his way to the Super Bowl, while the Cowboys could be on their way to the toilet bowl.
That it was the complete opposite. The Minnesota Vikings went into the toilet bowl, and the Dallas Cowboys ended up winning a title and another one and another one. And I mean, damn it, by the time Emmitt Smith was sitting in that Rose Bowl getting ready to take on those Buffalo Bills, I want you to listen to Emmitt. He couldn't believe it. Listen to this.
Never dreamt that we would be in the Super Bowl that soon, but the experience was unbelievable.
Oh, you got butterflies on it. That's big, man. It is big. It's off the bright out here. Oh, yeah. It's a lot of damn people. Huh?
6 years prior to me being at that Super Bowl, me and my best friend from high school were sitting up in the stadium watching the Giants play the Denver Broncos. And I recall sharing with him one of these days I was going to play in the Super Bowl and it was going to be in that stadium. Little did I know, 6 years later, I'd be sitting in Pasadena, California, in the Rose Bowl Stadium, playing against the Buffalo Bills in my very first Super Bowl, let alone winning it.
Touch to the five, turning it to one. Touchdown, Emmitt Smith! Touchdown, Cowboys!
So, it was a tremendous experience for me.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. Shout-outs to Emmitt Smith, always a great guy to talk to. Yeah, listen, man, if you want to talk about one of the worst trades ever, one team thought that they were going for broke, going to a Super Bowl, and the other team, well, they thought that they were going to restart. The Dallas Cowboys, Jimmy Johnson, he said, listen, we're trash. They made a move, and he was able to convert the move and all those picks into three championships. I mean, he was there, and then Barry Switzer had to babysit the rest of his roster, but that's a story for another day. Here, let me give you this top six. Top six worst trades ever, Wayne Gretzky going to the Kings. And number five, Luka Doncic, the Mavericks, sending him to the Los Angeles Lakers. At number four, the Brooklyn Nets deciding that bringing on Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett was a good idea. Meanwhile, the Celtics end up winning a title with the picks they got, turned it to Tatum and Brown. And number three, the Red Sox sending Babe Ruth to the Yankees. That was a terrible deal for the Red Sox. And number two, the Browns. This still exists. The Browns decided Deshaun Watson is our guy. He's hurt. He's perverted. He can't play. And at number one on the list, one of the worst trades ever, the worst trade ever, the Minnesota Vikings bringing on Herschel Walker, who was cooked, and the Minnesota Vikings going into the toilet, the Dallas Cowboys ending up with three championships. Oh, thank you, Emmitt Smith. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. 888-710-4ISN. What are some of the worst trades ever? What's the worst trade in sports that stands out to you? What trade hurts your soul? What trade bothers you personally? What trade will you never forget? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. For ISN. We'll get to your calls on the other side of the break. There's so much going on in the world of sports today. To get an update on all of it, who won awards, who's playing now. Here he is with a newsflash. It's Rich Ackerman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Wow. So much going on. Hey, congratulations to Skeens and Schoolboy for winning the Cy Young in their respective leagues. Right before we went to break, even before then, we talked about how you got these two pitchers that are looked upon as being the best, but because of the teams that they play on, there's a high possibility at some point in time that they might get traded. They might get moved. Okay? You think about Schoolboy, he'll be a free agent at the end of the season. And then you got Skeens, because he plays for the Pirates, he'll be under control until 2029 by the Pittsburgh Pirates. But we know the Pirates don't pay anybody. They don't pay anybody. So who knows whether or not, how long Skeens will be with the Pittsburgh Pirates. They say they're not moving him, at least for this year. What that means into the future, we'll certainly wait and find out. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4IS. And every Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. And today, we talked about some of the worst trades ever. Okay, we all know about Nico Harrison getting fired, getting the boot, getting canned. yesterday by the Dallas Mavericks, only a few months after trading away Luka Doncic to the Los Angeles Lakers for he's Mr. Glass and Anthony Davis. And so I gave you a top six list of the worst trades ever. I told you Gretzky to the Kings, Luka to the Lakers, the Nets acquiring Pearson Garnett, you got the Red Sox obviously sending Babe Ruth to the Yankees. I told you about the Browns acquisition of Deshaun Watson. And then the number one on the list, I told you about the Minnesota Vikings hoping that Herschel Walker would help get them to a title. He was washed up. And then meanwhile, the Dallas Cowboys took all the Cowboys picks and they started their dynasty in the 90s. So I have that at number one on my list. One of the worst trades ever. In particular, if you're a fan of the Minnesota Vikings. I think that worked out for the Cowboys. That might have been the last thing to work out for the Dallas Cowboys. So let's get to the phone lines. 888-710-4ISN. What is one of the worst trades ever? What trade hurt your soul? What trade still bothers you today? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines. Who do we got here? We got Mark. Mark is calling from Baltimore, Baltimore, Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Mark, what's going on?
Hey, good evening. I actually have two because they kind of connect to each other. In the winter of 1988, the Orioles traded Hall of Famer Eddie Murray to the L.A. Dodgers for Juan Bell and Ken Howell. And obviously that was a bad idea because 2.5 years later, trying to still replace Eddie Murray, they turned around and traded Curt Schilling and Steve Finley for Glenn Davis. So you got rid of Eddie Murray, Curt Schilling, and Steve Finley for a whole lot of nothing. And I think, you know, going into the mid-90s when the Orioles were actually good, if you add those three players back into the equation, you know, maybe we're not waiting since 1983 to win a World Series.
Yeah, maybe. And then it seems like once things kind of turned from there, outside of once you moved into the late 90s into the 2000s, the Orioles became a punching bag.
Yeah, you know, still are, in my opinion, but, we'll see. They got a whole lot of young guys, but...
Well, last year, well, damn it, you extended it all the way to another 25 years. Yeah, I mean, you don't think last year was an aberration after the high the year before with all the young players?
Yes, because we had a ton of injuries, but at the same time, whether it's the previous ownership or this ownership, we have not proven that we're willing to spend the money to go out and get over the hump. And until they do that, you know, we got to compete with the Yankees, Red Sox, Blue Jays, and even the Rays are, you know, their farm system's a lot better than ours as far as development goes. We have a lot of prospects, but we're not great at developing them. Just look at Adley Rutschman and the regression he's had. You know, the Grayson Rodriguez and the regression he's at, you know, the list goes on and on. So until we're willing to spend the money to get over the hump, I'll believe it when I see it.
Okay. I give the new owner some time. He's been there for what, 3 years now?
Closer to five.
Oh, damn. Time flies. Damn. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, damn. All right, Mark, stay tuned. All right, chin up.
Yes, sir. Have a good night.
Okay. Thank you, Mark, for calling from Baltimore. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about some of the worst trades in sports history. Is there a trade that stands out to you? Is there a trade that hurts your soul? 888-710-4ISN. Ralph, he's calling from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ralph?
Hey, JR, how you doing tonight? Thank you for having
good.
Me tonight.
Sure.
So as I've been thinking, when it comes to your top six, I decided to analyze every six of them. To me, in my era, I feel like the Luka trade is the worst for one reason in particular. It got the Lakers better. And at this moment, it's a team that I don't want to see win a championship at this moment. Currently, I'm not really a big Lakers fan, especially with LeBron James still. And that team, once he retires, I'll probably go back to that team. But right now, I prefer to see him retire because right now he doesn't need to try to beat Michael Jackson's stats when it comes to championship-wise. And
one more thing. Okay. You don't like LeBron? What did LeBron James do to you?
No, I still like him, but right now I feel like he's just chasing stats. He's just trying to build a stat sheet where nobody's going to be able to reach or beat for a good amount of time right now. It's just like all the team basically owns all the record in the NBA right now. Who's going to be able to reach him? Because with his longevity, as long as he's played in the NBA, you're not going to be able to beat those records. That's my only problem.
Okay. Well, records are made to be broken. I don't know. Maybe in another 50 years, LeBron's stats will be gone. But we'll see what happens, Ralph.
And quickly, here, when it comes to the Eagles, I feel like to me, if you haven't realized, I feel like we've seen this before with them. If you don't realize, the Super Bowl after the Kansas City Chiefs that they lost, they came back playing that same sluggish of football that we're seeing this year. I'm just saying it's just a repeat of what they did. It's just like they were winning at the beginning, and at the end, they just lost completely total situation. I feel like that's the same situation that we're seeing. That's why I feel like AJ Brown is a little bit upset.
I think there comes a point in time, and thank you, Ralph, for calling from North Carolina. I think there comes a point in time where the story just gets old. And it's like, how many times can we go through this with AJ Brown? Like, in this case, we actually just won the Super Bowl, and this guy is still complaining? I mean, let's be real here. If there's one reason why he is really out here complaining, he is thinking about his contract. He is thinking about the money. He's thinking about having one of the worst seasons, or the worst season that he's ever had in his career. He's on pace for less than 900 yards receiving. I think somewhere close to 850, 860. He does not want to go anywhere and thinking about his deal. And he just got a contract extension, too. But I don't know. Is he trying to beef his way out of town? Does he want to beef his way into more money? We'll see. We'll find out. Because he apparently is not happy in Philadelphia. Not the way he's complaining. Maybe he can go back to a loser-ass team like the Titans and get the ball all the time. 888-710-4ISN. We got Mike from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, Mike, you're live on the radio.
All right, man. So I was where I was driving. It went dead for a minute.
Okay.
So this one's being floated, but Kyler Murray to the Saints would be horrible.
you hit us with the crystal ball trade already?
Yeah, on that one, yes. That would just be unbelievable.
Do you think the Saints would be dumb enough to do such a thing?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And when it comes to quarterbacks, they don't, except for Breeze, there hadn't been too many shining lights.
Okay. All right. I mean, I want to give Mickey Loomis a little bit more credit, but probably not. It just wouldn't make any sense. Like, they already went out there and tried it with Carr. Carr can't play because he got a broken shoulder. I just think they just drafted Chuck. If you're the Saints, you just stink until you hopefully pray to God that, maybe Arch develops and you can go ahead and bring him on. But anything else, like, why bring in Kyler Murray to suck? Now you got to pay him, what, $45 million a year? No offense.
Yeah, they don't really have the cap space for that anyway.
Yeah, they've been kicking the can down the road for years now. Hey, Mike, thank you for calling from Alabama.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate you. Yeah, that'd be a disaster. Whoever picks up Kyler Murray is a disaster franchise. Just, good luck with Arizona trying to get rid of that guy. But a new sucker is born every day. I mean, we just talked about some of the worst trades in sports history, right? There's always going to be one. You only need one idiot out of about 30 to kind of change your fortunes, okay? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'll take more of your calls. Some of the worst trades ever. I'll give you an update on this A.J. Brown situation. We got two Cy Young Award winners. We got a lot of things to get into before we roll out. On the Infinity Sports Network, JR Sport Brief Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.